Can I just,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I was just, I met Greg this morning on the, this is effective for policing for you. I didn't even know that he'd left the island.
Right.
We still have not met with the new commanding officer on Thursday Island. You've been to the ICC meeting. That's the actual avenue for the police officers to come through. There's a number of new officers now on Thursday Island that some of us don't even know of, that we've never touched base with them. They come, when they come to our communities, it must be said for them that they do approach the council officers and acknowledge that, I'm rolling my mouth, that they're actually there and what they're there for. So that's one good thing on their part. But the actual turnover of the officers on Thursday Island, we know nothing about on the outer islands.
Yes. I remember we spoke about this when I was up at your coordinating council back in March, and it is an issue. But whether, you know, I can remember saying at the time whether it'd almost be a standing agenda item at morning tea or something at your ICC meetings that any new police officers who have come into the community since your last meeting come down and have a cup of tea with the all the mayors, when it's a great opportunity of all the mayors of all the outlying islands have all got together in the one spot. And with all due respect, some of these things sometimes have to come both ways. You know, the police should look for that, but then on the other hand, perhaps the ICC should be a little bit more forward in inviting the police. It, as we said, it's a two-way street in some of these things.
Yeah.
But it's a good point. It's a good point, and certainly with your new officer in charge at the next ICC meeting, should come down and meet with you.
Yeah, well, now that I know there is a new one there, I'll invite
you to the ICC meeting.
That structure's going to go.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I realise it's all changing, of course.
Chair, I actually just challenge some of those comments you've made about it is a two-way street, but the bottom line is it's a statutory obligation of the Queensland Police Service to work with communities. It is a two-way street. The key responsibility, as I said, as legislators, the police engaging with the community. Now, I don't go into burnt coals, but we can talk about the Hurley decision. I know we're not going into individual discussions, but Hurley's clear statements were he knew nothing about the Royal Commission's recommendations. 339 recommendations that identified, well, touching on your points, about a whole-of-government approach to policing. Because with the establishment of the Indigenous Community Police Consultative Groups within communities, what we've identified in working partnership with the Queensland Police Service is that the vast majority of the issues or the challenges that arise at those meetings aren't policing issues, we're dealing with the social issues.
Yes.
And just to highlight once again, what is the whole of government approach? Because I see a whole of government approach and place planning as being all over the place. So how do we get the police, and we're talking from the Commissioner down through the rankings, our services, the statewide advocacy process, the CMC, a whole range of stakeholders, to sit down and talk about the true meaning of a whole-of-government approach to grappling with community issues. That's about them identifying the difference between their resistance and their readiness to change, and that's about actually actioning their intent. Because as we see it to this point in time, there's a lot of rhetoric processes in place. We're not getting down to the ground, and that's dealing with supporting the police officers in their role as policing communities, and just as, and if not more important, about the way that they engage with community. And I see mentors as a process. We can talk about my brother over here, he talked about that process of engaging with elders, community justice groups and the local councils. Well, let's look at mentors and mentorees, but we need to match them up with the appropriate people, not just throw a list of 10 people on the ground and say, these are your only experiences, people to touch into. And, you know, just because you're black don't mean you know either.
When you say a mentor, are you meaning a mentor, say, for the new sergeant who comes onto the community?
That's right, Chair. We're looking at a formalised mentoring program. Yeah. So we've got the mentor and the mentee. And that we don't just say, these are five people that you've got to interact with. That in fact, it could be a non-Indigenous person, which could be the key stakeholder in that community that could support me if I was a police officer, and I'll never become a police officer. I'll put that on the table because there's no way I'd do it and get paid for what you do. The bottom line is, how do we actually formalise a mentoring program where we have a choice of not only Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander people, but non-Indigenous people too, who have experience with a brother over here working in Arakoon.
Mm.